Aufgabe 1b.
Good evening and welcome to Mats Berlin, a Swedish traffic safety strategist who is visiting New York to share his ideas regarding road safety.
Good evening, Sarah.
Mats, you have been one of the key architects of the Swedish policy known as Vision Zero. What is it exactly?
Well, Vision Zero was launched by the Swedish government with the aim of eliminating death and serious injury in traffic.
That's an ambitious goal. How successful has it been?
When Vision Zero was first launched, Sweden recorded 7 traffic deaths per 100,000 people. Today, despite a significant increase in traffic volume, that number has been reduced to fewer than 3.
That's really amazing. What were the main barriers that had to be overcome to implement the Vision Zero strategy?
On the one hand, the largest resistance we got to the idea about Vision Zero was from those economists that have built their whole career on cost-benefit analysis. Although they might not say it explicitly, their main idea is that there is a determined number of traffic deaths, a price that you have to pay. But now we're bringing in the idea that it's not acceptable to be killed or seriously injured on the roads.
So, on the one hand, the very old-fashioned mindset, and on the other?
The other group that had trouble with Vision Zero was the road construction engineers, because most of these engineers believe that road safety is about changing human behaviour. Vision Zero says instead that it's the people that make mistakes, so let's create a safe system for humans instead of trying to adjust humans to the system. It's been a struggle to get our road engineers to understand that they are responsible, that they are the key to this.
An interesting approach. So, tell me, what are some of the most successful road safety measures that you've implemented in Sweden?
Well, for example, in the case of intersections, it's become popular to use roundabouts now. These are much better from a safety point of view because roundabouts reduce speed. So now you can see that our philosophy, combined with scientific backup, is starting to have an impact on the way we solve safety problems in society.
Are there any other measures that can be taken to make intersections safer?
Well, other safety issues are, for example, those pedestrian signal systems which allow vehicles to turn into a road at the same time as pedestrians are given a green light signal to cross. Here, safety prevention or risk reduction depends on 2 people, the driver of the vehicle and the pedestrian. That's careless and needs to be changed.
Mats, we've unfortunately come to the end of our programme. Thank you for sharing your ideas with us about this very interesting topic.
My pleasure, Sarah.